News from Education Today. It makes up our Education Nation report tonight on what's called the nation's report card. It gives us a snapshot of how our kids are doing in various subjects. When it comes to history, the results out today are clear. Improvement needed, as the teachers say, for those in grade school all the way up to our high school seniors. Our report tonight from our chief education correspondent, Rahima Ellis.
All right, time's up.
At Mark Twain Middle School in Los Angeles, today's lesson is on U.S. history.
Take 2 or 3 minutes, put in your own words.
Eighth grade students in Mr. Bucciri's class were asked a typical question included on a nationwide test. Identify at least one advantage American troops held over the British in the American Revolution.
They had more leadership support. The British had to go overseas to get all the way to America.
Are they right? The answer in a moment. Across the country, 30,000 students were tested on their knowledge of U.S. history. The nation's report card released today shows 4th, 8th, and 12th graders are still struggling with this subject. While 8th graders improved since the last time the test was given in 2006, less than 20% scored at or above a proficient level. Black and Hispanic 8th graders account for some of the biggest gains, narrowing the achievement gap with white students. But there was virtually no progress for 4th and 12th graders. In fact, among seniors, more than half tested below the basic level.
We have seen no growth since the early 90s in our grade 12 students' performance levels at all three categories. That's very troubling.
Also troubling, on the test, only 9% of 4th graders could identify a picture of Abraham Lincoln, our nation's 16th president.
This is a real crime for a country like this that depends on understanding where we came from and why we are the way we are as a country in order to have a successful future. Our kids just are not learning this stuff.
Back in Mr. Bucciri's history class, Jose got the question correct. The British were not on their home turf.
On average, students spend only 2 hours a week in class learning about American history, and students spend 10 times that amount on reading and math.
Those Abe Lincoln numbers are downright painful. Rahima Ellis, let's revisit this. Thanks for your reporting tonight.